How you doing? This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Welcome to the Money Show. I'm your money co-host, James Parker. Gregory Ricks is the financial advisor across the table that's been answering your questions for 11 years on the radio. Tonight can be your turn.
Bad excuses to turn on your Social Security early. Number one, your benefit will be permanently reduced. This is obvious reason you wouldn't want to turn on Social Security early, but that's just scratching the surface. It's about 8% per year to defer. Okay, let's get a little technical here. And it's real easy to say 8% per year. We're really speaking about after FRA because it's 8% simple interest annualized in deferral. If you're looking at beyond turning it on at 62 to FRA, that's about 6.75% on the increase from 62 up to your FRA. Now, one of the things I was having a discussion the other day, somebody was asking me about timing of turning on the Social Security benefits, and they were just puzzled. And I said, first off, you do not have to think about it on an annualized basis. You know, when both of you retire, which is going to be next year, I said, you know, I think he's going to be about 68 and a half and she's going to be about 63. And my thought was, he's already built the biggest check. You're going to retire. She's going to have to buy some health insurance because she's not going to qualify for Medicare yet. And of course, they'll start drawing from assets. But here's part of that is you already have built the largest check. And if she continues to defer, and she's going to have pretty good money, but not his level, but then you're going to make that up. And one of those checks goes away in the future. One day, one will pass before the other smaller check goes away. So the math really tells me, because of his, let's turn both of them on. And he was concerned about it being anniversaryized. I know that's not a word, but I used it.
Okay. Anniversaryized?
Yeah.
That sounds legit. That sounds like a good word.
Yeah, it's Social Security lingo. Okay, and I said, you actually get a credit for each month you defer. Now, turning it on before 70, they're not going to credit you then to that month. They'll credit you based on the past anniversary or the past January. The next January, they will basically catch you up and adjust your check going forward for those credits. So just remember that you're getting credited by month, but it's 8% simple interest on an annualized basis. Number two, let's talk about early Social Security income clawback. And that's one of the reasons, you know, if you're not sure you're really going to retire, you might go back to work. You see, it's really hard to justify turning on Social Security early if you're going to still be working and bringing in significant income. Or going back to work where there's significant income. You say, well, you know, they're talking about hiring me back on as a consultant or something like that. You might need to wait. Hopefully you have the resources that you could wait to verify whether or not that's going to happen. Because for every $2 in income you make above the income threshold, which for this year is $18,960, Social Security will withhold a dollar from your check. So when you get to, you go back to work, all of a sudden you make $40,000, $50,000. Yeah, they're clawing that Social Security benefits back. Number three, I want to start getting checks while I can because Social Security is going away. Social Security is not going away. Essentially, here's what would put Social Security into real trouble. They eliminate the payroll, the FICA tax on payroll. That's it right there. That's where most of the money comes from for it. To shore it up, all they've got to do is raise that FICA tax on both sides, the employee and the payroll side. They are going to do it one day. It's simply put, it's that simple. So don't go starting it like, oh, I want to get some before it goes away. I'd probably say 60, 70% of the population of retirees are dependent in some form and fashion upon that check. Maybe that's a higher number as well. So don't do something out of fear and live to regret it, that you lock in a permanently low Social Security benefit. Number four, but I'll miss a few years of checks. How long will it take me to make that money back anyway? Well, everything, no matter when you started, it all balances out at about age 80. So after that, you're coming out ahead. Also, considering your spouse's Social Security record, turning on Social Security record early could affect them negatively as well. So keep those things in consideration. And number five, I'll turn on my Social Security early and invest the money. That's funny, because remember, if you're going to defer, you're growing it. Once again, what did I say, on an annualized basis? 8% beyond FRA, or 6.75% beyond 62. Where are you getting a guaranteed return like that elsewhere? Oh, I'm going to take it. Well, it's going to be net of taxes. Then you're going to go, where are you going to invest it to go beat 8% growth a year? Yeah, that's going to be tough. And number six, I'm going to use that money to buy a rental. You going to buy a house with it? Yeah, I don't know. And that's also like turning it on and beyond FRA and getting the 6 months back. You know, some situations that might be good, but don't plan it for that as well. You know, especially like somebody waiting to 70 and a half. You gave them 6 months of your money for 0% interest. Don't do that. Yeah. Turn it on when it's ready.
So you get that question, if I miss all the checks from 62 to my full retirement age, how long does it take to make that up? I bet you every single person who wants to turn on Social Security early ask you that question.
Yeah, if you want a real simple answer, it's kind of roughly 9 to 10 years to make that up. But, you know, what people don't realize, unless you're in bad health and you don't think you're going to live a long time, you know, what we're looking at is most people are living to late 80s, most people. But you wake up one day, you're 62, and your health is really bad. Said, hey, I may not be around 10 years. Okay. And there's not a spouse to consider. Yeah, it's probably best to turn it on. That might be one of those circumstances you say, yeah, it's best to turn it on. But there's other things to consider. And if you'd like help with that decision making, if you'd like a report to help see the math of it, for the next 30 years, because you're going to need that money a long time. You're going to live a long time. Call my office, 504-832-9200, GregoryRicks.com.
I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Gregory Ricks & Associates is an independent financial services firm that utilizes a variety of investment and insurance products. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AE Wealth Management, Gregory Ricks & Associates, W.J. Blanchard Law LLC, J. Heath & Company, and Mortgage Gumbo are not affiliated companies. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Annuities are insurance contracts designed for retirement or other long-term needs. They provide guarantees of principal and credited interest, subject to surrender charges. Annuity guarantees and protections are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Hypothetical examples have been provided for illustrative purposes only. It does not represent a real-life scenario and should not be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Gregory Ricks & Associates is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute legal or tax advice. Our firm is not affiliated or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Gregory Ricks & Associates. Neither AE Wealth Management nor advisors providing investment advisory services through AE Wealth Management recommend or facilitate the buying or selling of cryptocurrencies. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.